Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.802 ESPN 97.5. You people just are really bothering me. I mean, we've got Longhorn Scott calling, that's it. I got some Twitch people that are actually contributing, but you're lazy. It's just amazing how lazy people are. So, I mean, the main issue this morning, first of all, the Clippers and Knicks apparently have interest in Russell Westbrook. Now, this story on ESPN, Tim McMahon says that Russ and James are not sure about the direction of the organization with the losses of D'Antoni.
I'm not sure about their... Wow, we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Aren't we? Are you sure about the direction of the organization?
If you want to know the truth, I'm happy the Clippers and Knicks... Honestly, yesterday, if I said, do you think you can get rid of Russ's contract? Would anybody have any interest?
No.
No. To hear that you... I mean, that's like, what? Really?
Well, the Knicks are always in play for a bad contract because they got something to give you.
Well, yeah. But the Clippers, I mean, get Sweet Lou back? Well, are you kidding? That's instant offense.
It's just a guy who ain't going to help you do anything. Well, yeah. He's not a core player. He's not somebody you build
get
around the
Montrezl
future.
Back?
I wouldn't mind Montrezl.
Well, yeah, I know. I want Montrezl, Lou, and Pat Bev. Come on, let's go. Bring everybody back. Get the band back together. I think that... You don't think that you would be better with Lou Williams, Pat Beverly, and Montrezl than Russell Westbrook?
I'm trying to find young guys that you can kind of build around. Lou Williams doesn't fit that to me. Montrez, I do.
Well, I mean, yeah, you want wish in one hand and poop in the other. See which one fills up first.
I feel bad for Matt.
For Russell Westbrook, you want good young talent. Okay. Who the hell's going to do that?
So the Houston Rockets put out their social media site, Twitter said, 2021 season starts December 22nd. We're back. And it shows the Rockets in a huddle before the game, you know, with all their warm-ups on, and they've all got their arms around each other. And Matt Thomas says on here, he retweets and says, it's Rockets ball soon, hashtag nothing but nylon, right? Mm-hmm. That's what he does. Alan Reed says, will fans be allowed in Toyota Center? Matt says, TBD. Then Keith says, sorry, Matt, you do a fine job as Rockets PA man, but as a fan, I've seen enough of JH and RW in the playoffs. Why would this upcoming season be the same old thing? And he's got a gif of, it says the same old thing, and it's from That 70s Show. Ray says, Rockets ball, more like Harden's ball if you ask me. Jesus says, and Jesus listens to the show, has been tweeting us, wonder how my buddy John Granato feels as he feels seeing this as he uses roughnecks. Matt Thomas said, he's a bit stealer.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see you say, that's bull bleep. I never do that. Anyway, join me tomorrow for the Believe It or Not. I made up a few years ago. It's awesome.
Believe it. Believe it.
Lindsay says, I literally cannot wait to hear you say Rockets win again. And then everyone else says, let's see, this guy says, I just don't care.
Well, that's...
There's another one. I'm going in order. Yeah. Meh. Simpsons. Meh. Somewhere else says, checking the radar for someone who cares. Like, it is really, on Twitter, the anti-Rocket stuff is strong. I'm not anti-Rocket. I mean... Do I think they have as good a chance with somebody from general counsel as GM now? No. Another year later with Russell and James? No. The same
then
team?
Then what exactly are you positive about?
I get it. It's just weird to be in this spot where you, but I guess I'm right there with them. I just wouldn't say it on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't believe in the team. I just don't. I mean, I haven't forever. But James Harden is not a champion. He's just not. He's just not. That's all there is to it. He's just not a. He doesn't have that DNA. He just doesn't. You know, and I wish him. I wish him. You know what? That'd be great if James won because he's such a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
just because he likes to do stuff, yeah.
Well, I don't mind. I'm all for.
It seemed like
get as much big booty.
It seemed
as
like
you can.
He really committed though. That's headed into the.
Well, I don't know.
Headed yeah, into the.
That's funny. Somebody said he looks thick. Somebody said he saw.
I saw him playing not that long ago, like 2 months ago, in a pickup. Probably about a month ago in a pickup game against high schoolers. I mean, he was just crushing them. But it was a pickup game against his high school all star team or something in Arizona or LA.
Did he win the title there? Did he win?
Yeah,
the
they did. He I think he won that title.
Did he miss the last second shot?
He did not. Well, it was a highlight tape. So
did he go 1-for-11 in the championship?
Everything was a make.
How he did in the final?
It was a highlight tape, so everything was a make.
Did he have 12 turnovers?
He looked good, though. I mean, body type, you can tell. He looks. I mean, James is more of a barrel chest guy.
Chest out, yeah.
He's not in bad shape at all.
No.
And I think he was working his ass off into the bubble.
He
played some defense in the bubble.
Yeah, we've seen James after he's doing his push-ups with no shirt on after a 46-point game or a 58-point game. And he's out, and make sure everybody knows
James
he's out there working. He works.
I think we have to separate. Look, James has just got a life. He's going to live his best life. And that's fine as long as he shows up in the playoffs. That's all I care about.
Don't try to steal his joy, John.
No, I love that.
Our stars in the city don't let
the joy. If I had James money, I'd get as much big booty as I could.
Why do you always default to big booty?
No, I don't understand.
I don't get it. Just because a man loves a strip club doesn't mean the woman he chooses.
Why can't he just commit?
Listen. The rumor, and I don't know that it's even a rumor. I don't want to say I have inside information on this, but I have some knowledge is power, though.
I've been told
James likes big booty. That's all there is. That's fine.
We already know
I love
this
that.
At this point.
Yeah, but you don't think big booty can be overcome by another trait if he finds the right woman?
Yeah, like love.
That's not a trait.
Like caring.
Like maybe.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, ask me a question, John.
So,
like romance?
When love takes over, Del,
thoughtfulness?
You're going to have that pancake booty?
I will tell you, there will be no love with pancake booty. Okay. They can't coincide.
Wow. Sounds superficial, Del. Are you an ally or not?
They can't coincide.
Are you, though?
I will
you're
say
not
that,
an ally.
But I'm not James. James may be more mature than me. I will just tell you, I can't reach the love phase if I'm staring at something I want to pour syrup on.
I will say, my wife does not have a pancake booty, so I'm...
Yeah,
I'm out of that game altogether. It's just like I'm about what she's
got. No.
Yeah, you can get past it because you don't have that obstacle. There's no obstacle.
Right? No. And that's why I'm all for him. I'm all for everything he does.
But maybe
the only problem I have with him is 12 turnovers in an elimination game. 0-for-27.
That's the pancake booty.
1-for-11.
That's the pancake booty of basketball.
Yeah, that's my pancake booty.
Yeah,
I'm opposed to it. So I wish James all.
Would you like to abolish it?
I would love for James to win a championship. I don't see it.
Abolish pancake booty?
No, it's defund. We don't want to.
You want to defend?
Defund
watch the
defund.
You know what the messaging
I don't know.
To
is
go
pancake
bad?
Pancake booty getting funded in the first place?
Well, sometimes it does.
Sometimes depends on what you're looking for.
Sometimes pancake booty does.
Yeah.
I think
I've seen a lot of dudes who've been funding pancake booty for a while. I see some of those dudes' wives. They're funding pancake booty quite a bit.
Now they're probably funding another booty
on the side.
Well, I don't know about
different
it.
Legislation.
I'm not gonna assume anything.
Yeah, I just would ask that you don't just assume James would prefer pancake booty over everything. That may not be his thing, John.
I don't. I'm good
I mean,
with it too.
Big booty over.
I
everything.
Said I'm fine with that, Del.
He may be a guy who likes a woman's eyes first.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
I wish you guys would stop being so superficial.
That's what
segment.
I'm saying.
You're the one who started. You said, I can't be in love with somebody who I want to pour syrup on them.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about James. He may be more mature than I am. He may look past superficial things like a peach to be a fan of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like a personality.
Well, Del, we got
this. Sense of humor.
Me, you, and James.
Stop rubbing your forearm, please.
We ain't doing
Will
that,
James
Patrick,
get married in 20?
No.
21. Yes or no?
20, whatever you said. 2029. No.
When will James get married? I'm going to go over under is 20, 23 and a half.
Over. He's living he's living his best life right now.
Yeah, no, but he's been doing that for a while.
Yeah,
and
he's been here.
Why do you
want to
stop? Tell him why you wouldn't want
to stop
living
run.
Your
I'm
best
trying to
life.
Stop the run.
Like when it's defined as your best life. No one stops living their best life if they can.
Yeah.
Plenty of guys get married. Plenty of women get married.
And they realize, I've made a mistake.
Well, too late now. You have anchor children. You're like, I'm doing it for the kids.
But James doesn't have the anchor children yet. He didn't have to.
You know what? He needs to be in this like all of us are in this together.
Why do you want to impart your misery on him?
What about Dwight's anchor children?
Do they seem like anchors to you?
There ain't no anchors.
Do they seem like anchors?
Out of his check.
See?
Dwight's in a speedboat. Just zooming around. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but money's flying out of the speedboat as he's taking off.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, time to talk about hit some insurance.
TGS
Dwight.
Insurance. You know what? Homeowners insurance. You got that big house for all the kids? You better have that insurance policy. And the problem is, the bigger the home you get, a lot of times, the much, much higher your insurance gets. And you need to understand that TGS Insurance, they have saved people over $3,000 in a single year before. I've seen it. It was somebody in Deer Park who listens to our show. I was blown away, and I was asking about, you know, what it entailed. And the guy had a recreational vehicle there, like a big camper type thing that was taken care of. The homeowner's insurance, I think they got flood insurance. I mean, it was the whole nine yard, $3,000 savings. That's insane. Now, the average savings is about $900 annually, but that's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, $900 annually, put that money back in your pocket. The best way to do that is by texting the word money to 232323 and let TGS Insurance get you a firm quote within 15 seconds. That's all it takes. Text the word money to 232323 or go to the website for more information at tgsinsurance.com.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Adam Schefter reporting this morning. Texans fired VP of Communications Amy Palchik, telling her she no longer was a cultural fit. Quote, unquote, a cultural fit, per sources. Palchik was the first and only woman to have full PR responsibilities for an NFL team. She was the winner of the 2017 Roselle Award for Best PR Staff. She is widely respected. This is just another purge. She didn't fit Jack Easterby's mold. As I understood it, there was some talk behind the scenes. Amy Palchik, I don't know, had... Maybe she was a Bill O'Brien girl, I don't know, or whatever the case may be, but you don't fit what Jack Easterby wants, you're out. Beat it. And this is highly unusual 9 games into a season. You'll usually, I mean, I don't know, a VP of communications?
The PR person couldn't have gone through the rest of the season? What's the purpose of doing it in the middle of the year?
I don't know. Maybe it had something to do with this Roby thing this week.
I think it did. That's my guess. I haven't heard anything, just to be perfectly clear. But that's a for cause. If you fire in the middle of the year, that's a for cause. The only thing I can think about is that Bradley Roby stuff. Bradley said, nah, this ain't it. When John McClain put out there something that sounded like it was it. And then Bradley said, nah, this ain't it. And then the Chronicle came out with something that was different, right?
Yeah.
And I think my guess is that the messaging somewhere, somebody felt like the messaging was not correct, or maybe something was leaked or something. Maybe something was either wrong, or maybe something wasn't supposed to be given out. I don't know. I'll bet you this has to do with Bradley Roby, though. What else could it be in the middle of the year? That doesn't make any – unless there's something behind the scenes with somebody. Where's that information out there? I had somebody call me about it yesterday, but I didn't see it anywhere on Twitter.
Schefter has it.
Schefter has it?
Yeah.
About Amy Palsik?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rappaport. Is it Palchik or Palsik?
I think it's Palsik.
Both the big names. Rappaport's tweeting about it.
Well, it's because they all know her. It's kind of inside baseball.
So my source that gave me the JJ stuff told me some that Roby had a lot of it had to do with an argument in practice. and it got ugly.
Now that sounds right. That sounds like something where you'd say, we're not even taking you on the trip. You know, you just gave a new contract to him, right?
Yeah. And I don't think you want to talk about cultural fit. Well, why is he not in Denver anymore? Why are you giving up on a first round guy who's got the skills that he has? Is it much the same as why Kansas City gave up on, oh God, he's in Baltimore.
Marcus Peters.
Who?
Marcus Peters.
Is that what, I mean, when you're the best corner, not Bradley Roby's not the best corner in the league, but why did Denver give up on him?
It's a concern.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have a good year, and maybe they didn't want to pay him. Maybe it was just timing. Had a bad year, had free agency come up, and they said, we're not paying this. We're not paying this because the Texans only gave him a 1-year deal, on a prove-it deal. It is strange when you say telling someone they're no longer a cultural fit.
In the middle of the season? A VP of communications in the middle of a season.
It's basically like telling, yeah, that sounds like an O'Brien thing, doesn't it? A cultural fit?
Yeah, that sounds more like a Jack Easterby thing. And the comments on this are interesting. Clown show on Kirby continues. This is something. The people will play the general angle, but maybe she just sucked at her job. You don't win. Well, the Rozelle Award, I think, is maybe. I have no idea. I remember Tony won it back in the day. And you know, they was a great staff. They had Kevin Cooper. They had a great staff altogether. I don't know how you win that thing. Maybe Kevin can shed some light on it for us. Is it a popularity contest? I don't know. Everybody likes Amy Palchik. Somebody in here said, oh, she was one of the best I've ever worked with. So this sucks.
I've always gotten along with her.
Yeah.
I've always gotten along with her.
I don't know her. I've met her a couple of times.
Yeah, I have a relationship with her, a friendly one. And she helped me get JJ lined up. No, that might have been Coop that did that. But I got along really well with Kevin Cooper. I get along with Tony Wiley. Got along with her. She was, you know who loves her is Willie McGinnis.
Yeah.
Loves. Whenever I went to NFL Network and I was talking about, you know, that I'm from Houston and we were talking and he goes, you know, my girl Amy. And he knew her from when he was in Cleveland and he stayed friends with her. And he loves Amy Palsy.
That's right.
And one of the reasons, and I'll be honest, I'll let you in on a little bit of insight here. I do have some insight into some of Amy Palsik, and she is, I want this to come out right. She is aggressive at, like, she's not afraid to be the bad guy when she needs to. And most media relations people have to play the bad guy role from time to time.
That's the job.
Meaning they have to do certain things that they don't necessarily want to have to do, or that people aren't going to like all the time. But she does that. She doesn't. She never shied away from it. When things need to be done, she would do it. I think she was very capable at her job for sure. I don't know what's going on here. My guess, this is just my guess, is that she's viewed as Team Bill O'Brien, and maybe this is going to be a clean sweep. Maybe this tells you that Jack Easterby is going to stay in some position of power. Maybe that's the case.
Well, she's a VP of communications. That's a pretty high title. To be let go in the middle of a season is pretty damning.
They did it. Hey, they did it last year to Jeff Kaplan. No one talked about it. I brought it up here on the show.
Well, that was Bill O'Brien.
They moved him to a different position. Yeah, it was Bill O'Brien. But, you know, it's the same regime. Jack Easterby was there, too. Yeah. Who's to say Jack Easterby didn't have something to do with that?
So this is, and this is interesting. The Texans are being burned to the ground by Cal McNair. Hopefully they sell the team. Ever since Bob passed, the franchise has been crumbling. If you want to know the truth,
it's accurate.
It's accurate.
Yep.
That's not inaccurate. That statement's not inaccurate. Here's something too. Some of these comments are an issue. I love that the NFL jobs are being filled more by women and minorities, but this is the other side of the coin. Every firing will be overanalyzed. I think it's good when any employee is treated equally, even if the outcome is bad for that person.
Well, I'm reading the responses to Adam Schefter.
That's what I'm reading right now.
Yeah, I know that's what you're going through too, but I'm just talking about just other people's like, this is horrible. What a disgraceful move. The Texans are trying to just like, these are people from around the league who don't know anything. Well, they're saying it because she's a Roselle winner from 17, right. I'm sure. But they don't know. Like, I don't know. You don't know. They don't know. These things do happen when there's a change of culture. Look, going from Bill O'Brien to anybody is a culture change.
Yes.
But I think Amy was...
Speaking of culture, somebody said, she's not a culture fit. She won an award. She won something. She's not a culture fit for the Texans. She actually won something. Rich Gannon chimed in. Amy is one of the best at what she does. And that is a huge loss. Rich Gannon.
So if she stays in football, she'll keep her mouth shut. If she leaves football, which is entirely possible because she started outside of football in, I think she started at an agency. She was in an agency, a marketing agency. She's probably got some stories. I would imagine she's got some stories. You know what I mean?
Maybe she did something wrong. Stop assuming everything is automatically sexism. That is true.
Well, that's fair,
too. And that is fair. And maybe they didn't like the way that the whole Bradley Roby thing. Maybe there were some leaks out of her organ. Whatever the case may be. Apparently, they requested to have sandwiches made for the players at halftime, and Amy declined. See?
Is that someone who is tweeting directly at you?
This is what I'm hearing per sources, the guy said.
You have opposite ends of the no sexism than clear sexism spectrum right there.
Clear sex. That's sexism right there.
She declined.
I don't know where you found something like that.
Yeah, who would ever say something like
sandwich
that?
Sandwich makers. How ridiculous. Dare they? I'm the sandwich maker at my house.
True. But you're an ally also, right?
I am an ally.
Are you, though?
Yeah.
He just said you signed up for that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm an ally.
Okay.
Okay? Now, this sucks, This sucks, though. This is not good. I hate to see this for somebody because it's on your resume that you're fired in the middle of the season.
That's what I was saying.
I could see if you want to go in a different direction in the offseason, but you did something that really that this was a straw. And maybe it was Jack Easterby's straw and you ain't on team Jack Easterby. So maybe that's, you know what, that you can explain it away that way. But
I just know that to me, this was, I've talked about the other acts. There's more acts we're going to follow. This just isn't a huge, it surprised me in the middle of the season. Honestly, I didn't think Amy would make it after the year was over because I just think Jack is going to go. If Jack and Bill had a split, then that means Amy's on the other side of Jack. That's how that is. And Jack gets, I mean, people get got when Jack's there. That's just the truth.
Well, this guy that told you that, you know, if that's the case, this guy that told you, well, Jack Easterby's a good guy. Well, Jack Easterby's not a good guy. Not if everybody who was team Bill O'Brien or doesn't agree with everything that Jack Easterby
does. I don't think I said that on the air. So I don't mind saying it on the air. Somebody I talked to said, you know, I know Jack I've always thought he's a pretty good guy, at least, you know, before all this stuff happened. But, you know, it's just, the problem is he's just a climber. And when you're a climber, you just don't know, you're willing to do certain things so that you reach your end goal. And he goes, you know, when I knew him, he was a good dude. He was a good dude. I wouldn't put him in a position of being executive vice president of football, but I thought he's a pretty good guy. But he, you know, this guy's thought is, I just don't think I could go somewhere where Jack has that much power.
Yeah. I can't blame him. I can't blame him. Not when you see stuff like this, like Chris Olsen, like this, like Brian Gaines, like it seems like everybody. I mean, it seems like everybody in there. And I know for a fact Chris Olsen is a good guy. I don't know Amy that well. You like her. She's pretty damn good at her job. But maybe she did do something wrong. I have no idea. Cultural fit. What is the Texans? Let's break down the Texans culture.
Look at this. Here's what Ian Rappaport says. Tell me this isn't a shot at Easterby. The Texans have fired. See, you got to be careful, Jack, because when you want to make all these, when you want to make all these money moves, what happens is the spotlight's going to hit you. You can't just stay, because I was definitely going to put your ass out there under the spotlight, because I don't like the way that you did Brian Gain. I think that's despicable. And you can't just try to climb up the ladder, make these moves behind the scenes, and then stay out of the spotlight. Like, ooh, try to dodge the spotlight. Spotlight's on you. Here's what Ian Rappaport says. The Texans have fired VP of Communications Amy Palsik, the first woman to serve as a top PR contact for a team, which you know you're going to catch heat just as soon as that's thrown out there. Another move under Jack Easterby, who is now running football and will run their coaching search. From Bryant, I don't know if that's true, but he's running football and will run their coaching search. From Brian Gain to Bill O'Brien to Amy Palsik. Sweeping changes. He's basically putting all of those right there on his...
And Lord Varys.
On his doorstep.
Or Littlefinger, which will be decided.
But here's the thing, Ian.
Goes back and forth.
Here's the thing, Ian. I mean, the O'Brien thing, you need to read the room. I would leave him out of there. I mean, you can say that because that's what happened, but the Bill O'Brien thing is almost like... No. I mean, shout out.
I would go Brian.
Shout out for that. We
Brian
appreciated
Gain,
that.
Chris Olsen and Amy Palsik.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
829 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about my hair. You know, I look on the Twitch and I can see my hair on the Twitch and I'm like, man, I got some good looking hair right going on right now. It's what I do. And it's all because, and I owe all of my hair to Doc Linville. Now, I'm not going to give him all my hair. He actually needed hair. Doc Linville, he is the guy who does the neo-grafting, and yet he's also a client. Sound familiar? It's because I said it before. Here's the deal, is if you're looking for a great head of hair, just look no further than Fred. Just look no further than right here, this guy, okay? And it's because of Doc Linville and what he does. And the neo-grafting is not the painful way to do this thing, because there was a painful way. I don't know if they're even still doing what they used to do where they cut you and, oh my goodness, it was just a bad, bad process. This process, so much easier. I was in the chair for 4 hours. Fred was in the chair for 8 hours and worked that night. I worked that Monday. It was that simple. All I need you to do right now is go to 975hair.com. You want hair? You sick of not having hair? 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Horny's here. How about that? Jeff Hornacek joining the Rockets. Vernon Maxwell says, a lot of you are wondering if I'm okay with Hornacek joining the Rockets staff. And after some thinking, let me just say, Jeff has a great basketball mind and he's a great coach. I'm not going to hate on him for finally being able to escape Utah. That man deserves internet and running water. Is that really Vernon Maxwell?
I just feel like
I don't know.
Not.
I don't know.
I'm Maybe telling it you, I don't feel. It feels so snarky. Like it's just Twitter snark. It's somebody who has, and Vernon says it's him in a magazine article. Everyone said, Lance, I need you to read this article. Vernon says this is him that's doing this. I'm like, yeah, I understand that Vernon says it's him. I read all of them, and I don't read it.
I want to see
Vernon
him
Maxwell
actually
voice.
Typing them up.
Yeah, I do.
I want to see video. Anyway, we got a lot of response from this Amy Palsik thing.
That's weird. Hey, guys, do you think the Rockets run is though? Would you rather see them, do you think the Rockets, would you rather see them be competitive right now or make the hard decision of kind of starting over and like crickets? Amy Palsik gets fired, who no one knows outside of people in the media industry. This is an outrage, I tell you. Like, y'all don't even know Amy. Yeah. Y'all know Russ and James.
Do you know Cherry and Williams?
Yes. She worked for the Chronicle.
Oh, she did? The Texans have turned...
Or she used to, yeah.
The Texans have turned into one of the worst organizations in football since Bob McNair died. Amy Palsik was the best. She certainly was too good for what the Texans deserve. Well, we'll see. Amy probably bounced back on her feet. She'll bounce back somewhere. If you get fired by the Texans right now...
No, you're fine.
You're fine.
Well, OB?
Well, not OB.
Is he going to bounce back?
No, not OB. But if you were fired by OB, if you were fired by OB, you're fine. If you were fired by Jack Easterby, you're fine. But if you're OB, no.
Maybe she's not a cultural fit for the Texans. I think you read this one because she's actually good at her job. Yeah, from Brent. That's counterculture for that organization. I'm not going to read most of what you say, Childish Altuve.
No.
It's inappropriate.
It's always inappropriate.
Do you think Jack Easterby is looking for Jesus Christ as his top candidate for VP of Communications, GM, head coaching, running back, and every defensive player? No, I think he's realistic.
Yeah. No. Looking at Bradley Roby, you got an out after next year. I'm not sure. I don't know if that Rack will be around. I'm not sure he's a Rack guy. Rack just left him behind last game. I'm not sure. Rack has had to deal with him the last couple of years. So maybe he's not a Rack guy. I don't know, but you're on the hook with Bradley Roby for, well, dead cap. Well, you're on, your cap hit is 9-3 and 11 next year, 9-3 this year, 11 next year. And then, 11 the following year, but it's $1 million in dead cap. You got a lot of guys after next year, this is why this organization can turn it around. Now, the question is who you're getting to replace these guys. But if they're going to be mediocre players, I was talking to somebody yesterday about Anthony Weaver. And I was like, you know, the first year, he's been disappointing. I don't think there's any question. He's been disappointing.
You got to do something with what you got.
But you got to scheme better than he has to have Eric Murray be covering best receivers more often with zero help over the top. To have Vernon, I mean, this is on... last week, the Chark first score is on Anthony Weaver because Lonnie Johnson was not supposed to be over the top. He said, "You don't know what you're talking about, bro," to Aaron Wilson. Well, then what the defense was Vernon Hargraves running with DJ Chark? Really? That's what we're scheming up? Mm-hmm. So Anthony Weaver's been a bit of a disappointment. It is his first year as calling plays, so it ain't that easy. You're playing Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And I mean, it's not that easy. Dalvin Cook. I mean, it's not that easy. Everybody, well, he sucks as a coordinator. Well, you go take the Texans' talent and see what you do. Now, could he scheme it up better? Yeah. Maybe he's learning some things? Yeah. But I look at Anthony Weaver, I think that dude's a head coach. I think he's got...
I just don't know why you say it.
Well, I didn't know why Vrabel would be a head coach. I'll tell you why. Because I think he's a CEO.
That's fine, but Vrabel,
Anthony Weaver is a sharp guy that guys like.
Vrabel had his defensive line playing well. Vrabel actually turned Whitney Mercilus into a player. Like, you could see Vrabel made a difference with that defensive front.
Vrabel as a coordinator was not good.
He had a year.
They were terrible. And so is
Anthony Weaver's worse. Go look at the numbers between them. But this is worse.
But what I'm saying is, I think Anthony Weaver has head coach DNA.
But why do you say that, though?
Because I've seen Anthony Weaver. I've seen Anthony Weaver interact with players. I think Anthony Weaver is a very sharp guy.
I don't doubt that. But Vrabel, we saw Vrabel a lot with... I mean, he was the guy who felt like even ran the entire front seven. Vrabel, I watched hands-on coach, and I'm like, holy crap, he is really getting after Whitney. And Whitney Mercilus became a different player. Frankly, since he's been gone, Whitney hasn't been the same guy since Mike Vrabel's been gone. Maybe that, but Vrabel had some success. Anthony Weaver has had no success. It kind of sucks for him because it's going to be one and done for him. You know, the guy that they really love, according to Bill before the season, was DeAnton Lynn. That's Anthony Lynn's son who is the DB coach for the Texans. Well, you're DB coach for the Texans. That doesn't look good, but he apparently has a really good name. But I wonder how much this is going to hurt him because he doesn't have a whole lot to work with there in that secondary at all.
No.
Is he going to be, is this put on his ticket as not doing his job? Was there, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to help or hurt him as well this kind of season. I did a Cleveland radio show yesterday. And they said, Lance, you know, we got Wyatt Teller coming back at guard. You've got Nick Chubb coming back. How do you think the Browns should attack the Texans? I'm like, well, I mean, you can really choose the method that you want to blast them with. I mean, pick your poison. You can go through the air if you want. I said, but the Texans are worse than the league at stopping the run, and the Browns are fifth. And you get Chubb back now. If I'm the Browns, I just run the ball and play action off of that and hit a couple big plays. I said, If I'm the Browns, I try to get to 200 yards rushing. That's my goal, is to run it that much. That's what I would do against the Texans. But then saying that out, I'm like, but am I really not going to take my shot at Hargraves and Lonnie Johnson? And like, why would on the table? Well, like, why would I not do that?
Well, that's why I'm like, how can you count anything against Anthony Weaver when this is what he's got to work with? Goodness gracious, it sure would help. Man, it'd be nice if he had the Ravens defense, wouldn't it?
Did Bo Porter get another head coaching managerial job in baseball after he
dealt
with?
No, Mike Vrabel did.
Mike Vrabel did nothing.
But I would compare him to Mike Vrabel, not Bo Porter.
Why?
Because
neither one of them had players, and they got their first shot, and they won't get a second shot.
Well, okay. Last year,
Mike Vrabel had been coveted as a head coach by. Remember that Vrabel stayed with the Texans because basically the Texans said he was going to be, you know, the defensive coordinator in a way. Do you remember when he could have gone to San Francisco and didn't? Vrabel, I don't know if you even remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Vrabel could have gone to San Francisco instead of Sala, and instead he stayed here because he was going to get a take over the D.C. job here.
Right.
So, I mean, I think he's coveted around the league.
All I know is when Anthony Weaver was a defensive line coach, you know, J.J. was great. That's all I know. Yeah, maybe Whitney Mercilus was good under Mike Vrabel. Did he win 3 MVP awards? No. Okay. So when Anthony Weaver was defensive line coach here, J.J. was great again. Well, J.J. wasn't on the field a lot, but other than that, when he was on the field, J.J. was great. So
are you trying to make J.J. great again?
I'm trying to tell you that it the only reason that J.J. has done anything in his career is because Anthony Weaver.
Wow. Yeah. That feels like...
Yeah.
That feels like, feels like quite a.
Quite the accomplishment.
Sounds
for Anthony
like something.
Weaver. And now he's got it. Now he's got to cut. Now, he's supposed to be responsible for Vernon Hargraves, who runs a 5.3 40. Okay, all right.
Anthony Weaver has to say is, on a pivotal drive in the game, I was left with Jonathan Greenard and Cross and trying to tackle a rookie quarterback, and neither one could get it done. That's who I'm left with.
Yeah.
That's all you got to tell people.
Did you see he put in Michael Thomas? Michael Thomas played one play, got a penalty, beat it, get off the field.
These are the guys he has to deal with.
This is who he's got. Crossin, Michael Thomas, Eric Murray, Vernon Hargraves. He doesn't even have Bradley Roby and Gary Conley, his best two corners.
Ooh man.
Yeah. So you're like, those are the best two? Wait. And he doesn't even have them. I don't know how.
Yeah, by the way, Vrabel in 2017 had, you know.
I'm looking at it right now.
He had guys like, what's his name? DJ Reader on the roster.
Yeah. He was a rookie.
He had JJ.
Did he play JJ that year?
JJ didn't play.
Well, no.
He had Andre. Andre Howell, better safety than who's on the roster right now?
I totally forgot about him.
Andre Howell?
Well, I don't think he was better.
Was he alive?
He's not better than.
He had JJ and Kareem.
Yeah, he had better players.
He 100% had better players. There's no question. They finished 32nd in points for, or points against, 20th in yards against defensively, In passing, they finished in net yards against 30th. In rushing, they finished 10th in net yards against.
In 2017, you're talking about?
No. Hold on. Yards against 24th in 17, 30th in yards per attempt, 10th in yards per attempt in rushing, 13th in yards, total yards gained. They actually ran for more yards than they gave up. The Texans weren't as bad defensively.
Oh, really?
That year.
2017?
Well, if you're going to go points for, there was...
Points per game.
Yeah, there was like... in the league. There was 8 offensive touch defense or picks, fumble recoveries and things that weren't on the defense.
They were still not great.
Because their yards were 20th. They were 20th in yards. That's a more accurate.
That's a Texans thing.
That's a more accurate.
These were the Texans starters.
Which is, okay, with that defense in 2017.
Are we really arguing about Vrabel versus Weaver?
Right now.
Yes.
These are both terrible. What's the purpose of arguing this?
Vrabel was terrible with better talent.
It's like, hey, tell me which one of these.
Vrabel was worse.
Which one of these short sleeve suits do you like the best?
The one that comes from Gucci as opposed to the one that comes from Walmart.
That's right.
Which one comes from Gucci?
Guess what's in style, though?
The 2017 one.
This defense is a Gucci defense?
No, the 17 one. When you compare talent, Joseph.
There's no Gucci defenses we're talking about here.
Yeah. Clowney was on that defense.
John is trying to.
Clowney? And Whitney?
John's trying to get Anthony Weaver a head coaching job.
Two of the greatest pass rushers in NFL.
Are you getting a piece of Anthony Weaver's head coaching salary?
I had pizza with him.
That's very nice. Did Anthony Weaver deliver your pizza from the Texans?
As well he should.
I don't know if he should have done that.
Why? If he wants me to talk about it.
In real life, everybody in that organization speaks extremely highly of Anthony Weaver.
Yes, they really do.
Everyone swears that he'll be a good head coach and all this. I'm just saying realistically, this ain't the year that's going to help your cause.
Oh. No. But you know what? I can't hold this against him, except some of his.
Well, I mean, who else are you going to put
on
him?
It's still his
job. That's all I got is Eric Murray.
It is still his job.
What do you want me to do?
He could have put Michael Thomas over the top.
Guess what? Can't stay on the field. He had a huge penalty the other day. 844 ESPN 97.5.
This Veterans Day, ESPN 97.5 says thank you to all who have served and sacrificed. We thank you.
Hey, boy, I'm gonna be some guys on reserve.
Okay. Sometimes you need a friend, not the ones that just show up and don't put nothing in. You know the ones that lend their hand and when
you're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Did you see Chris Paul and might be a son? How about that?
I saw that rumor.
Oklahoma City gets 4 picks, two picks, and then they get to switch with the Rockets as well. Flip with the Rockets. And they're going to be able to get out of that contract. Holy crap. I mean, what the hell?
And Chris Paul goes to a team that finished the bubble life strong.
Yeah.
And has some nice young talent and get an upgrade over Ricky Rubio. Point guard.
Yeah. I mean, that's a win. Phoenix is a great place to play, too.
Casey says, hey, if Weaver becomes our head coach, do we get those 2 third-round compensatory picks?
Oh, how about that? We developed him.
Yes, we should.
What if we move him up? Yeah.
We should, right?
Right?
Is that how?
Okay.
Now, Cal.
I know there are two picks that will be in the 2 picks that will be in the hundreds, but I'm willing to talk.
I'm all about that.
We need a black general manager and head coach.
Sorry, the Dolphins have that realm covered.
I don't care. We're getting 4 third round picks.
I think the Dolphins deserves a couple.
Oh no, we don't
gotta,
get
them. We gotta. No, gotta Kansas, come from our organization.
Oh no, Kansas.
When
City
Jamie's here
them.
on Friday, we gotta ask him.
Oh
is
yeah,
there any...
can we get him for giving him to ourselves?
Yeah. Mm. Yes, if we develop him into a general manager, we get those 2 third round picks. Or general manager.
Are we going to elevate a head coach to general manager again?
No. It's either or, general manager or head coach. You get 2/3 runners.
Right, but you're not really getting it in real life. I thought we were on board that this is joking.
No, it ain't joking.
You ain't getting your third round. No, because the team that hires him doesn't get him.
The team that developed him. If you're the team that developed him and you hire him as a head coach, you get the 2/3 runners.
Read and see if it says the team that loses him.
It's not.
But yes.
Well, you lost him.
You're not getting. No, I guarantee you're not getting.
The team that developed him
gets him.
Gets the 2 third rounders.
So if you elevate. Can you?
If I'm the NFL, I'm saying, listen, you guys are like last in all the defensive categories. This isn't what we talked about by developing. You're trying to game the system. No.
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 Wait a minute.
Rob Manfred will step in and stop it.
So if I hire my own guy that I developed as a coordinator, I don't get the 2 third rounders, but if he goes somewhere else, I do?
That's how it works.
That's crap.
That's how it works.
No. I'm going to bet you that you get him if you develop him.
You get third round picks?
Yes.
Then that means you're getting him for hiring him as a head coach.
No, you get him for developing him.
Was he really developed as a head coach?
Well, I'm not talking about just Anthony Weaver. Anybody. Like Eric Bieniemy. Suppose Andy Reid decides, I just want to go eat somewhere. I'm done. And Eric Bieniemy moves up to the Chiefs.
Now, see, this is the thing I don't agree with. What? He decides to eat somewhere all the time, and he still is able to coach a team.
Yeah, what are we saying? He eats now.
Are you sure? I don't know. You don't know that.
Have you looked at him?
I you don't know that.
Have you seen him?
He does. I know that.
So
Andy Reid is currently an active eater.
He's probably eating currently as we speak.
You sure about that?
There's Central Time Zone. They're probably
meetings.
I haven't
seen him lately, so I don't know.
I saw him. He's eating still.
I don't know. I haven't seen him, so I'm not going to make that assumption. I'm just saying, maybe he wants to go eat somewhere. Maybe he wants
tropical. He wants to eat somewhere tropical outside of Kansas City. Is that what you're saying?
He's always wearing those Hawaiian shirts.
Where's some? Maybe he likes. He wants to go to Italy and live there to eat there all the time. You don't know.
He should be asked that. Andy, is your goal once you retire? Is the goal just to eat someplace? Is that what you want to do? Eat someplace?
You legitimately think that
if
the
you
Texans,
develop him,
if they were to hire Anthony Weaver, they could get a two-third? Do you think that's possible?
Yes.
I'm going to say no as a big favorite.
I'm going to say no. Okay. We'll see. NFL coordinator changes. Here we go. No.
What are you looking at?
At exactly how it's written, the new rule. Yeah. New hiring minority job. Okay. I swear to God, I really do think that. Why would you not get that?
Because you're doing it to
so
game the system, and then you fire him right after a year.
So wait a minute. Well,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You could fire him after a year, and then you get the
keep your picks. He has to be.
That's true.
He has.
What
to
do you use? Tell him okay. If you get these thirds, he has to stay for 3 years.
He has
like that. First of all, Anthony Weaver's not going to be the head coach. It doesn't matter.
But Texans need picks, Lance.
We have. I can't believe the 8 o'clock hour has turned into Anthony Weaver hour.
Yes, why not?
Well, John's his agent. You don't know that?
Oh. The employer club of a minority employee who's been hired by another club at its head coach.
Yeah, you can't elevate from within for this.
It's been hired.
that's crap. Then no one is gonna hire from within.
Well,
I'm gonna go grab a guy from another team because I get 2 third rounders for him.
Or you value your own guy and say he's worth more than two first third rounders.
This is a load of crap. This sucks.
John thought he had a way
to
game the
system. This is a farce. This whole new deal. They're not trying to help minorities.
This is the new deal.
Yeah, it's a load of crap.
You thought you had a path to
I'm disgusted
two second day picks, and the NFL said no, you don't. No, you don't.
Hmm.
John thought he had it.
I thought I had it.
He thought he had figured it out.
Yeah.
All we got to do is hire the guy with one of the least successful defenses in the league right now.
So you wanted the Texans to draft two Jonathan Grenards and then keep Anthony
Weaver? That ain't worth it at all.
That's what you wanted?
We got to quit acting like these picks in the hundreds are going to all of a sudden turn everything around.
Oh, yeah.
I want them.
Like, well, you mean third rounders like Russell Wilson? Okay. Yeah, they don't work out. Well,
you can find the next Russell Wilson.
Would the Texans draft Russell Wilson?
Well, but they might get somebody from Seattle. Did you see two Seattle guys?
I did see that.
Are in the mix for the GM job.
They are both good.
Yeah.
Oh, for the Texans. Where did you see the were y'all talking about the list yesterday?
Yeah. No. Just somebody put out. Who was it put out? La Canfora, was it?
I don't remember, but they put out that the Texans have interest
in two
Seattle guys.
And I'm all for it. I want Seattle guys. I want Baltimore guys. I don't want anybody from the Jets organization or Jacksonville.
I want more Cleveland DBs, though.
No, I don't want anyone from Cleveland. I don't want their GMs, assistant GMs. I don't want any of their personnel people. I want guys from Seattle and Baltimore. Those are the candidates.
Well, Mike Borgonzi from the Chiefs. Mike Borgonzi from the Chiefs is going to get mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Poles from the Chiefs is going to get mentioned for jobs because he's younger. He's in his 30s. Ryan Poles is. Borgonzi is going to get mentioned. Poles is going to get mentioned from over there. It's Trent. I'm trying to remember the guy's name from Seattle. I wonder if Ed Dodds will get mentioned from the Indianapolis Colts. You know, my thing with Ed's kind of a rough, gruff guy. So I wonder if Trent Kirchner, there it is, and Scott Fitterer. Those are the two that are going to be mentioned from Seattle. I do wonder if Ed Dodds from the Colts would be mentioned. He's from the state of Texas, and he is a football guy, and he is very good. He's worked under Ballard for 4 years. He worked in Seattle under John Schneider. He's highly respected, very good football mind, tough-minded, no-nonsense. He's not really – I think he'd be able to do it, but he's not the guy that's going to go play a bunch of golf tournaments and shake hands. He's going to be in there grinding, which is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that part of the job is that you have to schmooze with sweet holders and stuff like that. So,
how many of those guys that you mentioned?
Ed will probably drop a few F-bombs in front of some sweet holders at some point. It's just – and not in a bad way, just kind of just talking.
So?
Just talking.
But how many of those guys that you mentioned can recite by memory versus from Psalms? Because I think that's part of the equation as well. Like, can he recite Deuteronomy to me? If not, I don't know if he's going to be, you know, really evaluated by the Texans.
I don't. Do you think he's got to be able to
at least give me
from memory?
What if somebody says, yeah, and also with you?
Yeah, I think that's part of the requirement, right?
What did they say? Praise be
under his eye.
Under his eye.
Under his eye.
What about under his eye? If Jack gets people. Amy's no longer culture fit. What we're doing now, guys. I'm glad you guys all came to this meeting. Jack called a meeting. From now on, Cal is just doing such a great job, and he's overseeing everything. And to that point, you know, his overseeing, and he understands the culture we have is a loving, caring culture. But we've got to get back to the core values of the Texans. So we're doing things under Cal's eye. And so what I want you to say now to each other when you greet each other is just say under his eye. If you can, just say under his eye. And maybe a secondary comment can be praise be, because, you know, we got to give each other praises. We got to praise. So maybe praise being under his eye. Let's work.
Do you think, Amy?
Listen, for some of you administrative assistants, I've got a new hat for you to wear. So I think you're going to like it, a cloak.
Do you think, well, this is the song we'll be playing as he's making the changes. Do you think Amy got fired because she wouldn't accept being called of Easterby? And that's why she had to go.
Of Jack.
Of Jack. Or of Jack. Of Easterby, one of the two. All right, that's the final show. You beat it.
And so if you haven't watched The Handmaid's Tale, then you don't get any of this.
No.
857 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk right now about MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Texans are a 3-point dog this week. I don't know about that. I don't know about, listen, but you can also.
Why is it so low? Me and you were talking to ourselves. We were talking ourselves and like, this is a great game for the Texans winning. And every stat I look at, I'm like, wait, what am I doing?
No.
Again? But no. The Texans should be able to score on them.
I'm already on them.
Over?
Them Browns.
Over?
It's up to 3.5 now.
What's the total?
Total's 53.
MyBookie.ag,
promo code radio. But here's the thing, too, is Lance was putting out under-overs on running backs and how many yards they'll have. You'll be able to do that before the game. You'll be able to bet in live in-game. If the Texans take a big lead, you know Cleveland might be coming back. So what you do is you can, in the game, you can the odds change and everything changes. It's so much fun. So if you're looking for a great way to play, you got live betting, casino, racing, sportsbook. You've got it all at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You bet, you win, they pay. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN. 97.5.